This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Dan Gore, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office. Dear Mr. Gore, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Mark Wolfenbarger, please note the following medical letter, period. The first name is Mark, M-A-R-K. Last name is W-O-L-F-E-N-B-A-R-G-E-R. On July 23rd, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 60-year-old male, height 5'8" tall, weight 217 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about May 10th, 2017, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when he was coming out of AutoZone and was hit by a vehicle going in reverse, hitting the driver's door area, period. No airbags were deployed, period. The patient was jerked and sustained injury, period. That afternoon, he had pain in his neck, pain down his arms with the right being greater than the left, comma, headaches, comma, and diffuse soreness, period. He also had shoulder pain, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, he is still having neck and pain down his arm, period. New paragraph. His neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant pain, period. It is described as a tingling and burning sensation, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both arms, but the right is greater than the left, period. It radiates into the hands and fingers, period. He also has numbness and tingling, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was the next day he was seen by his family doctor, and he was referred to Franciscan Spinal Center, period. He was placed on medication, had radiographic studies, including an MRI, period. He was seen several times with 8 to 9 epidural injections in his neck, period. He was seen at the pain center at Franciscan multiple times, period. He saw an orthopedic surgeon at Franciscan and was advised that they could do surgery, but they wanted a second opinion, period. He was seen at IU for a second opinion. And he was talked out of surgery due to the potential for complications, period. He was suggested that a pain pump may be helpful, but he was not comfortable with that idea, period. He saw a chiropractor at one time, but couldn't afford more treatments, period. He had several episodes of physical therapy, period. He was seen in Social Security with an application for permanent disability. Part of this would have been contributed by this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports, comma, bodybuilding, comma, football, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, lifting over 15 pounds, comma, problems using his keyboard, period. New paragraph. Medications include gabapentin, comma, metoprolol, comma, blood pressure medicine, comma, and diuretics, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes gabapentin, comma, over-the-counter medicines, and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history. If is positive for hypertension, comma, palpitation of his heart and a heart condition, comma, problems with his heart valve, comma, basal cell carcinoma of the face, comma, metastatic melanoma of his back, comma, and arthritis, period. Instead of metastatic melanoma, let's say malignant melanoma of his back. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals melanoma surgery of his back, comma, facial cancer, comma, left groin hernia, comma, bilateral hip surgery, comma, right biceps tendon repaired at the shoulder, comma, and right rotator cuff surgery, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his neck in the past, period. The patient never had a pinched nerve or tingling or numbness in his arms or hands until this injury, period. The patient has not had prior serious automobile accidents, only minor accidents and none that required treatment, period. The patient had a head injury in 1992 where he was head hit with a piece of steel at work, period. He does have some residual headaches and some memory loss, period. Initially, he was hospitalized that day and followed up with a neurologist, period. In 2018 to 2019, he had a work injury, hitting his head on a tire, injuring his eye, and he has floaters, period. In November of 2015, he had a right shoulder injury and was given a permanent disability 3 years ago by Social Security for the spine and head, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is on permanent disability and not working, period. Prior to that, he worked at Edwards Transmission, and he continued to work after the automobile accident for 4 years until disability was granted, period. His last job at he lost his job at Edwards due to this automobile accident. But he did miss several hours per week until the permanent disability was granted, period. New paragraph. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. The family practitioner's note, first visit after the automobile accident. Encounter date is May 15th, 2017, family medicine. Was in a motor vehicle accident last Wednesday, period. He was a driver with shoulder belt, period. Description of impact, struck from driver's side, period. It was not until later that night and the next day that he started having pain in his neck, period. He has a pins and needles feeling in his neck on the right side, period. Objective, neck had decreased range of motion in all directions, comma, tenderness over the lower cervical spine, period. A cervical spine x-ray was ordered, period. Upper extremity, some light decreased range of motion. Assessment is MVA / cervical neck pain, colon. We have given him an order for an x-ray of his cervical spine. Prescription for Mobic, period. Franciscan health note, June 19th, 2017. Patient reports to spine triage with complaint of neck pain that began May 10th, injury MVA. Patient was T-bone, period. Pain location, right shoulder into right side of neck and head, period. Radiographic report of the right shoulder, May 19th, 2017. No evidence of acute right shoulder abnormality. Two advanced degenerative changes involving the acromioclavicular joint, period. X-rays of the cervical spine, May 15th, 2017. Reversal of normal lordosis, mild diffuse spondylosis, and facet DJD. That's DJD. Progress note, August 21st, 2019, Family Medicine. Patient presents to the office today with complaint of neck pain not improved with steroid treatment, period. He continues to have radiculopathy causing pain and tingling into the bilateral arms, period. He has had these symptoms since he was involved in an MVA 2 years ago, period. Assessment one, neck pain, two, cervical radiculopathy, period. Franciscan Physician Network Spine Specialist, January 13th, 2021, has done PT from September 24th, 2020 to December 11th, 2020 with continued symptoms of neck pain and bilateral hand numbness, period. Office visit, Franciscan Network, January 21st, 2021, assessment one, bilateral hand numbness, two, radicular pain in the right hand, three, cervical spondylosis without myelopathy, four, chronic neck pain, period. An independent medical evaluation by Dr. Doxey, D-O-X-E-Y. And this is scratch that independent medical evaluation by Dr. Roxy. I've got a note, August 14th, 2020. It appears to be a chiropractic note stating 53-year-old at the time of the motor vehicle collision, period. The patient's history, subjective and objective findings from a chiropractic viewpoint are that his condition is due to the MVC on May 10th, 2017 only, and no contributing factors are present from pre-existing health conditions, period. Prognosis is guarded, period. Surgical fusion of the cervical spine may be medically necessary in the future and should only be considered if his condition cannot continue to be managed conservatively, period. He gave him a PPI rating of 28% whole body due to the cervical spine, period. He states that should the patient require surgical intervention in the future, it would likely increase his current impairment rating, period. Independent medical consulting notes, September 12, 2021, by Dr. Doxey, D-O-X-E-Y. States that MRI scan of his right shoulder on June 8th, 2017, documents a full thickness tear of his rotator cuff involving the supraspinatus, AC joint arthritis, and probable superior labral tear, period. At the time of the accident, Mr. Wolfenbarger was still being actively treated for a right shoulder condition from an injury in November of 2015, period. EMG, but that was either not done or not completed, period. On January 12, 2016, was seen in the emergency room at IU with right shoulder pain since an accident at Thanksgiving on 2015, period. He talks about Dr. Rasp, giving him a 28% whole body impairment as it relates to the neck period. He states that Dr. Doxy, D-O-X-E-Y, states that the patient had an injury to his cervical spine and right shoulder in a motor vehicle accident on May 10th, 2017, period. He does not believe that the right shoulder injury is accident related, period. He believes it's from an injury that he sustained in November of 2015, period. He states that the PPI rating of 28% for the neck is the highest by far impairment rating he has seen given, been given for a presumptive whiplash presentation, period. It is not supported by objective test, period. I believe he now has carpal tunnel syndrome, period. I do not believe that is accident-related, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after reviewing the medical records and performing an IME, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of May 10th, 2017 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Examination of the skin revealed a small scar involving the left cheek from basal cell carcinoma, period. There was a 16-centimeter scar involving the right lateral and mid-lumbar area due to removal of malignant melanoma, period. There's an inguinal hernia scar involving the left groin, period. There's a 6-centimeter vertical scar involving the left anterior hip due to total hip surgery, period. There's a 9-centimeter vertical scar involving the right anterior hip due to total hip removal, period. There's a 7-centimeter right anterior shoulder scar due to biceps tendon repair, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, period. There was diminished range of motion in the cervical area, period. Flexion was diminished by 22 degrees, comma, extension by 12 degrees, comma, side bending by 26 degrees on the left, comma, and 18 degrees on the right, period. Left cervical rotation was diminished by 18 degrees and right rotation was diminished by 6 degrees, period. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve as noted on x-ray, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical area. There was diminished strength in the cervical region, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the left shoulder was normal, period. Examination of the right shoulder was abnormal with flexion diminished by 12 degrees, comma, abduction, ABD, abduction diminished by 36 degrees, comma, adduction, ADD, diminished by 10 degrees, comma, period. There was normal internal and external rotation, period. There was diminished strength in the right shoulder, period. Examination of the thoracic area was normal, period. Examination of the lumbar area was normal, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. There's diminished grip strength in the right hand, and the patient is right hand dominant, period. There's diminished sensation involving the right ventral forearm, period. There was negative Tinel's test, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number two, right shoulder rotator cuff tear and carpal tunnel syndrome, not related to this automobile accident, period. I do agree with Dr. Doxey that the right shoulder rotator cuff tear and carpal tunnel syndrome are unrelated to this automobile accident, period. The cervical strain, comma, sprain, comma, pain and radiculopathy are directly caused by the automobile accident of May 10th of 2017, period. New paragraph. In reference to the impairment rating generated by the chiropractor Dr. Rasp, RASP, of 28%, period, I would like to discuss this numeric rating, period. I also agree with Dr. Doxey that 28% is the highest rating I have ever seen rendered for this type of injury, period. I totally disagree with that high numeric value, period. I do agree, though, that the patient does have a significant impairment as it relates to the shoulder from this automobile accident, but it is nowhere near as high as 28%, period. As the patient ages, he would be much more susceptible and vulnerable to arthritis in the cervical region because of this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing medications will cost approximately $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient has had several injections in the cervical area that have helped, and he will need some additional injections at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. A TENS unit would cost approximately $500, period. A back brace at a cost of $250 would be helpful and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. At a later date, ultimate neck surgery would probably be warranted, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.